This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly unanimously passes Federal Civil Service Bill with 2-year cooling off period. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home today after attending the SCO summit in China. Department of Immigration develops a system to digitally register and track foreign tourists. And thousands of Israeli reservists mobilized as Gaza City offensive intensifies. Now, the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have called for rewriting the bill to amend some acts relating to land, saying it could encourage misuse of public, community and Guthi lands. During deliberations on the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to land, 2082, lawmakers expressed concern that land leased for industrial and agricultural purposes were being split into small plots, possibly benefiting land mafias and brokers. They also demanded guarantees of land for the landless and squatters. In response, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari assured that land management would be carried out transparently with participation from representatives of all political parties at the ward and local levels to prevent irregularities. Meanwhile, Chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, presented the committee's report on the bill in the National Assembly meeting yesterday. In the meantime, the long-awaited Federal Civil Service Bill 2080 has been unanimously passed by the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament. The passage came yesterday, the final day for its approval. The bill ensures a 2-year cooling-off period, a provision that had earlier delayed its endorsement. It also sets the retirement age for civil servants at 58 in the first year of enforcement, 59 in the second, and 60 in the third year. Additionally, 10% of undersecretary posts will be filled through open competition, while for Naib Subba positions, 80% will be through promotion, 10% internal competition, and 10% open competition. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagavati Neupane said the bill will strengthen federalism, boost employee morale, and improve public service delivery. The bill now returns to the House of Representatives for endorsement before moving to the President for final certification. The National Assembly will next meet on September 8. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is returning home today after attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin, China at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli led a 23-member delegation to the summit, where he addressed the SCO Plus gathering and held a bilateral meeting with President Xi. On the sidelines, he also met Russian President Vladimir Putin, Maldivian President Mohamed Michu, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet, the Prime Ministers of Laos and Vietnam, among others. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli also met China's Vice President Han Cheng in Beijing. Prime Minister Oli was accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakya, ministers, lawmakers and senior government officials. Acting Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh met World Bank Vice President for South Asia Johannes Jutt in Kathmandu yesterday. They discussed cooperation on new projects including the Greater Lumbini Area Development Project, urban infrastructure and waste management. The World Bank Vice President also paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel. The discussions covered Nepal's economy, infrastructure, investment, tourism and the environment. Jutt praised Nepal's improving economic indicators and emphasized the need to expand investment sectors, expressing confidence that new laws on alternative development finance mobilization will help the country explore fresh opportunities in infrastructure investments. The government is set to operate fair price shops across more than 40 districts, including the Kathmandu Valley, starting September 15, ahead of upcoming festivals like Dasain, Tihar and Chhath. The shops will run until October 27, aiming to curb black marketing and provide essential goods at discounted rates. mobile shops will also be deployed for easier access for consumers. The Election Commission has invited political parties to register for the upcoming provincial assembly by-election in Gandaki province. The vote will be held on November 3rd in Manang Constituency 2 under House of Representatives Constituency 1. The by-election to be conducted under the first-past-the-post system was necessitated after Supreme Court convicted its former assembly member, making it the seat vacant. Parties can apply for official recognition between September 4th and 10th by submitting details as required under the Political Parties Act and Regulation. The Department of Immigration has announced that the registration and tracking of foreign tourists in Nepal will now be done through an electronic system. Director General Ramchandra Tiwari said the system aims to ensure visitor safety, manage records, prevent crimes, and promote tourism. The system will be mandatory in 5-star hotels in Kathmandu Valley from September 17, and in the second phase it will expand to all-star hotels, airlines, travel agencies and money exchange providers from November 17. The department has shared the registration process and guidelines on its website and has urged public and private institutions serving foreign nationals to join the system. Discussions with stakeholders, including the Hotel Association of Nepal, have been ongoing and an official opinion from the association is expected soon. Meanwhile, the Department of Tourism reported that 638 million rupees in revenue were collected from mountaineering expeditions during the spring's climbing season. A total of 869 climbers, 678 men and 191 women, both Nepali and foreign, successfully scaled 23 mountains and peaks. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, has stressed the need to establish a postal service agreement with all countries which Nepal has signed the labour pact. Speaking at an annual progress review meeting of the Department of Postal Services yesterday, the minister highlighted the potential for commercialising postal services through parcel delivery. The communication minister underscored the need for expanding these services to benefit Nepalese living abroad and stressed the need to make parcel delivery more reliable and efficient. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Thousands of Israeli reservists have begun reporting for duty as ground forces push into outskirts of Gaza City, described by the military as a Hamas stronghold. The city is under heavy bombardment, with hospitals reporting more than 50 Palestinians' death since midnight. The UN warns a full-scale offensive could be beyond catastrophic as nearly 1 million people remain in Gaza City despite evacuation orders. Israel has called up 60,000 reservists, many to be deployed in the West Bank and northern Israel to free active duty soldiers for Gaza operations. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says 13 people, including 3 children, died of malnutrition in the past 24 hours, bringing the war's total to 361. Israel disputes the figures, saying aid deliveries are not restricted. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 63,600 people have been killed since Israel launched its campaign in response to the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall in some places in the hilly regions of the country, including Lumbini province, and in a few places in the Tarai region today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is currently located south of its near normal position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. National Assembly unanimously passes Federal Civil Service Bill with 2-year cooling-off period. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home today after attending the SCO summit in China. Department of Immigration develops a system to digitally register and track foreign tourists. And thousands of Israeli reservists mobilized as Gaza City offensive intensifies. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.